The words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 16:22 don't appear to show very much love. Why would Paul wish that on anyone? Let's read 1 Corinthians 16:22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. Anathema means accursed. Maranatha means the Lord is coming. The New King James Version translates this verse as, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. As the Apostle Paul closes this epistle, he wishes the grace of God upon and expresses his love for the Corinthian saints. In verses 23 through 24, Paul writes, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. There is the deepest affection and concern for those dear Christian people, but for those who had rejected the Lord, there is only the statement of the obvious. H.A. Ironside, a godly and gifted writer, said that a translation of this verse might be, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, he will be devoted to judgment at the coming of the Lord. Paul is not here pronouncing judgment on the lost or those that do not love the Lord. Rather, he is warning the lost of the impending judgment they will face at the coming of the Lord. A portion that parallels this portion is Revelation 22:10-12, which says, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. This is not a command, but a warning. For those who desire to continue to be unjust and filthy, let them continue in this condition. However, the Lord is coming, and everyone will receive their just reward. The time of the Lord's return is at hand. Soon it will be too late to change from being unjust to being just. Scripture clearly tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:2 that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My dear friend, if you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, tomorrow may be too late. We just don't know what will happen tomorrow. Perhaps we will die tomorrow. Perhaps the Lord will return tomorrow and the day of grace will draw to a close. Today is the day of salvation. The word of the Lord in Revelation 22:12 is, behold, I come quickly. Are you ready to meet the Lord, or are you still unjust and filthy? The Lord says in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Paul speaks in another portion concerning someone being accursed. He wrote in Galatians 1:8-9, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. This, I would say, is indeed a judgment. For any who would preach a gospel other than the true gospel of salvation found through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, may he be accursed. One who brings a false gospel is an instrument of Satan. His desire is to deceive others so that they would not hear the true gospel and be saved. How solemn are these words, let him be accursed. The Lord does not take it lightly when someone perverts his precious gospel.